You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Don't forget to get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone, including insider videos, articles by Andrew Gribble, Kevin Jones, as player news, all the updates you need, including this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, at your fingertips. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. 216-578-0850 is the way to get on board with us. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. We've got Iron Will, season ticket holder for the Browns, who loves it. Iron Will, welcome to the show.
Thanks, brother. I just wanted to piggyback on what the judge said. I do love being a season ticket holder, and there's so many advantages to it. First of all, if you were a season ticket holder like me, you could already have training camp tickets, which
That's
I
correct.
Do because we get early access, and I got four for the 31st. You
awesome.
Get a season ticket holder card that you get to swipe with every purchase you make with chances to win things like tour of the facility, all kinds of great stuff. I love when I have tickets to the game. It's an event, so all week long you're making plans. Where am I going to eat before the game? What about post-game? I love the energy walking down to the stadium with the other fans. I love the energy in the stadium, watching the pregame. None of this stuff you get while you sit at home. And here's the biggest thing that people think, well, I got my HD TV. I like to sit at home. Let me tell you something. I got a 400-foot HD TV screen or whatever it is at each end of the field, and it shows replays. Also, I get at the stadium. Listen, that's a big thing. That didn't used to be there. Then the seats, the view, when you watch the game on TV, you have to watch what they show you, which is basically the line of scrimmage and then 10 yards behind the quarterback and 10 yards in front, and it goes side to side. When you're at the stadium, I only get to see that. I get to see the lanes. I get to see the wide receiver routes. I get to see the sidelines. Maybe Dez Bryant's whipping his helmet down or having a conversation with someone on the sideline. I get to see the coaching. Listen, you get to see the whole picture. It's fantastic. And then you still get to see the TV view because that's shown on, I don't know how many foot that screen is. For some reason, I had 400. It's a huge
massive
HD TV. It's fantastic. So I love being down there, and I think people are missing out if they're not doing it. And then you're silly if you're paying. If you just pay even three games on your own, you're probably paying as much as you could have paid for the whole season tickets with the upcharges.
You're exactly right, and that's the point the judge was making earlier. So, listen, you heard it from the judge. You heard it from us. We work here. Iron Will, he doesn't work here. He's just a happy, proud season ticket holder. And, again, the number to call, 440-824-3434. That's the way to get season tickets. You can ask for the judge or any of the great salespeople here with the Cleveland Browns. In fact, my buddy Beatbox just texted me. He said, this kind of makes me want to get season tickets. Yeah, and he lives in Chicago.
You said he doesn't work for us. With that kind of enthusiasm and sales,
he might work soon.
I mean, that's good.
He really might. That was very good. Very good. All right. It's also time for some very good fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
Question number one today, guys. American Pharoah, the horse that won the Triple Crown after broke the 35-year drought, should have won the ESPY for best championship performance over LeBron James.
I mean, to me, LeBron was uncomfortable winning because he lost. And I thought he gave a good speech. Clearly was a little bit uncomfortable up there. I think when you win the Triple Crown, sure, a horse, why not? He's an athlete. I'd be fine with that.
How can you put a horse in the same category as an athlete?
A horse is an athlete.
That's all he does.
It's got muscle just like me and you.
It's too hard to do that.
See, but you remember, I'm going fact with this as well, because you remember, didn't ESPN in the year 2000 do like the top 50 athletes of all time or something like that? Secretariat was like number 9 on that list.
Right.
I mean,
there's precedent.
So there is reason. I would be totally fine with it. I was always told, I'm not a horse racing aficionado, but I was always told we would never see a Triple Crown winner again because of the specialists that like to run that last race, which is a long one. The American Pharoah proved us all wrong. I think he's well deserving of that award.
So when you look at who was actually nominated, it was LeBron James, it was American Pharoah, Madison Bumgarner from the San Francisco Giants, and Lauren Hager from Florida Softball. I would have gone with American Pharoah because it delivered in three championships. It was 3 for 3.
Now, Bumgarner, he was great.
He was great.
He needed some help to end up with that World Series.
I think it's amazing.
What a sad collection of finalists to win a championship.
Why? How could LeBron be in that and no one from the Warriors?
That's what I'm like. What about the NFL?
Don't worry. Didn't the Warriors like clean up a bunch of other awards though later?
Who would you have had though from the NFL?
What about Tom Brady?
Malcolm Butler? Yeah, but that, without Malcolm Butler, they were going to lose that game without that interception.
Okay. You're telling me that no one from the world's most popular sport is in contention for best championship performance?
Wasn't there anyone from like college basketball or college football? Like, couldn't we? What about Cardale Jones?
Exactly.
That would have been a good one. That would have been a good
one.
I
thought the ESPYs were way off this year. I don't know.
That's why I don't partake.
Yeah, neither did I last night.
Fact or fiction?
All right, staying with that, I added a question. What'd you say?
You didn't partake in it, but you're critical of him. I love it.
Yeah, you bet. Urban Meyer should have beat Steve Kerr for the best coach winning a title.
No way. No way.
You are fiction. Out of your mind.
Fiction. I think what Steve Kerr did with the Warriors, which was basically the same team that Mark Jackson had the year before, was amazing. Urban Meyer's won a national championship. College football is not even fair in terms of the fact that you can recruit your way to greatness. It's really about recruiting. And, yes, he did a good job. He won with his third-string quarterback. That's great, but it's also because they had so much talent on that team that they're saying, what, 12 guys are going to get drafted off of it next year?
They almost didn't make the Final Four. And there were people to this day that'll tell you they shouldn't have made the Final Four.
That's fine, but I still think what Steve Kerr did over the body of an entire season was a better coaching job. Sorry you don't like the answer.
I disagree. I'm going with Gibbs on this one.
Yeah,
I'm going with Urban Meyer because, you know, this may sound like a bitter Cavs fan here, but, like, I thought the adjustments that Kerr made during the finals were so overblown. And we're kind of just, you know, he
what
changed
do you mean?
The lineup.
He started Andre Iguodala, who became the first NBA Finals MVP in the history of the NBA to not even start one game in the regular season.
Oh, my gosh. He started a guy that was playing awesome the first two games? That's crazy.
The guy didn't start one game all year.
So?
Not once.
Maybe he should have started more than the season.
No, maybe he should have. I think, though, again, it's the same roster that Mark Jackson had, and Mark Jackson was hot garbage there, and he turned it around. The difference was the coach.
Didn't they still make the playoffs?
Yeah, but they weren't a contender like this.
Urban Meyer got a third-string quarterback to look like one of the best quarterbacks in college football.
Maybe one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
It must be so hard to hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. What a tough thing to do.
Oh, come on now.
So what a challenge. My word.
You're out of your mind. Not only he loses his second-string guy during the Michigan game, has to rally, has what does he have, 2 weeks to get the third string guy ready for the Big Ten championship game. They mop the floor with Wisconsin, and then they go beat Alabama, and then they go beat Oregon. Come on.
See, and I don't like the argument against college
big
coaches.
Big deal. Like, look at the Warriors had to do in the Western Conference and then
the
come
Warriors
and beat
don't
the
win
Cavs.
The Warriors don't win the NBA Finals if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love are healthy. Or if one of those two is healthy.
You don't. I mean,
oh, you
we
don't
even
know
that.
Come on.
And we always make fun of the NBA coach huddle that they do the live look-in. Like, because they're telling the guys nothing. They're just like, hustle.
Dude.
You know, keep focused. Like, they're not telling them.
I mean,
they're not even listening.
Unbelievable.
You're out of your mind, Zagura. You are out of your mind this week.
I mean, I'm going to just quote my Buckeye guy 36 who just tweeted me. Why is Jorts, that's referring to you, Gibbs, critical of the Essies but didn't watch? LOL, Gibbs is like some caveman. Jorts, a draft beer, and a slab of meat.
with tall white socks and sandals.
Yes.
Yes.
I just think, listen, what Steve Kerr did, you got to give him some credit. And now you want to give it
I'm
to Urban Meyer?
I'm not taking anything
fine.
Away from Steve Kerr.
I am.
But I'm saying that Urban Meyer, that might have been the best coaching job he's ever done to get that team ready to go with a guy who, by the way, almost got kicked off the football team for saying, why should we be going to class? Our job is to play football here.
He also recruited all those guys. That's part of being a college football coach.
All I know is that the adjustments that you guys are saying are overblown. What were the Cavs up in that series? 2-1? Coming 2-1. Back home? 2-1 at home. They were at home.
But then they lost Kyrie.
What do you mean? They lost Kyrie in game one and won the next two games.
I'm saying it should have been as close as it was then.
Don't give me any of that revisionist history. They were not better on the road. They were 39-2 at home in the regular season, the Golden State Warriors. It was a remarkable coaching job. The only difference from the year before was the coach. They won 16 more games this season the following year. They were the number one seed in the toughest conference. They went through it. They mopped everybody, and then they mopped the Cavaliers. Great coaching job. Great coach. Think about it. He got Andre Iguodala to accept being a reserve role player. David Lee didn't do anything, and yet the chemistry of that team was as good as any team in the league. That's what it is. You may say they go and say hustle when they're on the court. There's some strategy. They have to handle substitutions. But really, in the NBA, given that only five guys can play, there's a lot of managing of egos. And Phil Jackson writes about that in his books, that the hardest thing is it's a people business more than it is even a strategy business. And that's what he was so good at with this team.
He gave the credit to like an intern or something that came up with the Iguodala idea. The mind-blowing Iguodala idea. So crazy to put a really good player in the starting lineup.
Who hadn't
in place of someone who's
year.
Doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Beatbox, call up right now. Let's go. My friend Beatbox wants to. He's
fact
on
or fiction.
All right, let's keep going. Jordan Spieth will win the Open Championship.
I mean, of course he could be. He's the favorite. But I'm rooting for Dustin Johnson now. Dustin Johnson, after that collapse, I like what he's doing. It'll be good. He will win for the non-foreigners. Let's go.
I think he's going to win. I think Spieth's going to win because I think the conditions are going to get tougher. I think he played it cool today. He's not in the lead. I think he's going to stay there. I think he's going to win by three strokes.
Doesn't have to be where he has to be until after Saturday. You're right. I think he can. He does his thing. Saturday he makes his move, and then Sunday it's his. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go Dustin Johnson as well, and I'll be happy to buy Arby's for Kevin Jones if Dustin Johnson wins.
Either one of those guys when you're buying Arby's.
Spieth is also very American.
Yes, he is.
Fact or fiction?
John Daly will be in contention Sunday for the Open Championship.
I hope so. I hope so.
Can you imagine? That's like Tin Cup all over again. The people that are going to follow him, the tailgating in the parking lot beforehand.
I would give up golf for a week to put John Daly in contention on Sunday.
After what we saw today, though, I'm worried about this guy's stamina. I think he had about 15 good holes in him. I'm worried about tomorrow.
Morbidly obese.
Does he have an early? When's his tee time tomorrow? That's vital.
I'm assuming they flip flop him. It'll be later in the day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they flip flop.
He can go out have the requisite daily
fun. He's cocktailing right now, baby.
Cocktailing right now, baby.
Fact or fiction?
Final question, guys. Tiger Woods will never win another major. Fact or fiction?
Fact, he's done.
Winning the spelling bee, Nathan Segura.
I think I'm going fact as well, though I do think he'll win another tournament in his career, but I don't think it will be a major. But I don't think he's not winning anything this year.
He's done.
I agree with Gribbs. He wins another tournament somewhere, but never again a major.
Big deal.
True.
I would love to see him in contention again in a major where he's in the final group and just see what happens. That would be, to me, riveting drama.
It would certainly be awesome. I mean, I want the guy to do well. I mean, I don't know if I'm ever going to root for him to win again, though.
I am.
You are?
Specials at Perkins Pancake House if he wins. Come on.
Oh, all right. When we come back, we'll give you our final thoughts here on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Phil Mickelson just finishing up at a 200 par 70, still very much in the hunt.